A Prayer to Put Jesus First This Christmas Season, written by Debbie McDaniel and read by Kelly Givens. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke 2:7. No room for them. No vacancy. No place. Words that seem to hang close, even today. In a world that seeks to crowd Jesus out, where busyness abounds and hearts are stirred to focus on other things, it can be hard to sometimes choose to keep him first. It's all too easy to get caught up in the whole hurried dash of the holidays and to give our attention to what seems more urgent. Our focus gets blurred and the most important things get pushed aside. It takes an active and daily choice to put Christ first, especially in a culture that says you're too busy to focus there, or that life is too full and there's no more room. May God help us to choose wisely what voices we listen to and where we give our attention today. He is the one who brings real peace in this all too often hectic season. He is the only one worthy of our time and attention as we slow down the maddening rush around our lives. We can know all of this in our heads, but may He help us to really believe it in our hearts and choose to live it out this season. Renewed, refreshed, making room for Him first. Let's pray. Dear God, help us to keep our focus first on Christ this season. Please forgive us for giving too much time and attention to other things. Help us to reflect again on what Christmas is really all about. Thank you that you came to give new life, peace, hope, and joy. Thank you that your power is made perfect in our weakness. Help us to remember that the gift of Christ, Emmanuel, is our greatest treasure, not just at Christmas, but for the whole year through. Fill us with your joy and the peace of your Spirit. Direct our hearts and minds toward you. Thank you for the reminder that both in seasons of celebration and in seasons of brokenness, you're still with us. You never leave us. Thank you for your daily powerful presence in our lives, that we can be assured your heart is toward us, your eyes are over us, and your ears are open to our prayers. Thank you that you surround us with favor as with a shield, and we are safe in your care. We choose to press in close to you today and keep you first in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.